The FedRecruit is actually really an approach more than anything else, Francis, to helping agencies, you know, do it. The partnership provides some coaching expertise, coaching being, you know, partnership staff who have a background, have some understanding of certain issues, some subject matter expertise that we're able to bring in both from government and from private sector to really help agencies address some critical issues. So in the past, we've worked with agencies around helping them identify and figure out how to effectively recruit and hire IT talent, how to bring in entry-level acquisition talent, you know, when nobody on a college campus actually goes to school for quote-unquote acquisition.
Yeah.
How do you really attract talent to that? This next phase of FedRecruit, we're actually looking at several different initiatives, one around assessment. So, you know, clearly part of the process for federal agencies in getting the best talent in is being able to separate the wheat from the chaff. How do you appropriately, effectively, legally assess people in the process? But one that we're really excited about and have already launched and started working on is looking at a project that we're working with some emerging HR leaders. So not the typical folks that we might be working with in terms of Chicos and HR directors, but folks who their Chicos and their HR directors have identified as emerging HR leaders, to look and begin to identify the competencies and the technical knowledge that those folks are going to need to be that are needed to really become strategic HR advisors in recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
And the key there, Francis, a little bit in prepping for this, and believe it or not, I actually do prep for a conversation with you a little bit, but I look back to a report that we had actually done back in 2009 that focused on really, or 2007, excuse me, that focused on things that federal agencies ought to do to work well with colleges and universities. And one of the recommendations that we made at the time is that they need to develop a long-term strategy focused on building relationships, not simply executing transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that same premise actually applies to what we're trying to do with this FedRecruit project as well, is to help develop HR and emerging HR leaders in the area of recruitment, not simply focused internally on transactions, but to help them better define the competencies, the skills, the knowledge that they need to build the relationships and work effectively with hiring managers and others within the agency to ultimately ensure that we're getting the top people into government.
All right, you hit on something there that I want to follow up on, and that is the idea that you used the term separating wheat from chaff, and that concept, especially with the advent of KSAs being almost eliminated, at least in the upfront part of the process, is what I'm hearing from time to time is getting harder. Because when you look at one piece of paper, it's a little bit difficult to narrow down, you know, 300 pieces of paper down to even 20 or 50 or whatever the next step is going to be in the hiring process. Talk about what a hiring manager should be thinking about at that point, because if anything, the economy has driven more people to want to work for government. Everybody tells me they're getting more applications than ever before. And so that maybe becomes at least one of the most critical parts, if not the most critical part of the hiring process.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, part of our approach, both with the assessment project that will be kicking off later this summer and specifically even this one that's really working to build practical and actionable model for building strategic HR advisors in your agency are going to touch on that, which is, you know, you have to have as a hiring manager, you've got to think really long and hard initially the about what you really need, and to be able to articulate that even in the initial job description. The more that you're going to be able to articulate specifically what you need and the competencies that you're actually looking at and the experience or whatever it is that you're actually looking at for a position, the easier it's going to become. It's still a difficult challenge, again, to narrow down the field. But your ability to narrow it is predicated first and foremost on your ability to articulate what it is that you need. If you have a difficult time articulating what are the skill sets that you actually need for this position, it's going to be really hard. One, you're probably going to have a large variance in the type of applicants that you have. And then secondly, it's going to be really difficult to narrow down what are the key attributes that I need from this person. So it's really essential that HR push on the hiring managers to say, okay, you just rattled off 10 things that you need from this person. What are the most important pieces that really make or break success for this position or not?
If I want to use FedRecruit at my agency, what do I do next?
Well, best thing to do is to go to our website, ourpublicservice.org, and click on the FedRecruit. And you'll have contact information there to learn more about the program.